With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. For the first time, the Senate Energy, Environment, and Technology Committee voted to approve a carbon tax bill. On Seattle's KLFE radio, Representative Jacqueline Maycumber said the governor's carbon tax does nothing but raise the cost of everything.
Think about everything from every aspect of your life, your heating, your food, getting to where you need to go. Everything in your life will be affected. And where that money goes, and this is my favorite part of this whole scheme, it goes to connecting Washington, electrifying the transportation grid. There's just a few places in the state of Washington where that's going to be effective.
Maycumber says the governor's talk of reducing carbon use does just the opposite.
It actually increases the carbon footprint because you're purchasing a coal product from overseas. And hey, I have a biochem degree. I like looking into stuff and seeing, you know, does this help the environment? But it doesn't. You're selling something for revenue. If you want to talk about the environment, I'd love to talk about the environment. I could talk about it all day, but we're not. We're talking about revenue. We're talking about hurting those that can afford it the least.
Maycumber says the truth is in the title.
I really appreciate that they kept the word tax in there. I really appreciate, as the governor's talking about a state of the state address, and he's really hammering home that he's going to save the world, that he keeps that word tax in there, because that is the truth. It is a tax.
The bill would create a new tax of $10 per metric ton of carbon emissions beginning in 2019 and would increase $2 a ton per year in 2021 until the price reached $30 per ton.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.